You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of The Salisha Show.
If we know what we're doing, no.
No.
But sometimes if we like, if it's the first time and we don't, if there's everybody around us and we're like, because the first time we didn't know our formations yet because we were just learning at home.
Yeah.
So I was, which way do I go? Because I didn't know it yet. But once I got to know it and once I got to do it a few times, I was like, I got this.
I got this.
The A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show.
Hello, and welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Salisha Show. You guys, I'm so excited because my guests today, they're so adorable. Okay, and there's two of them. They are actors, models, competitive dancers, and they're sisters. And I know them because we're in the same show. They play the little girls in Once Upon a One More Time, the new Britney Spears musical. You guys, please help me welcome Mila and Adriana Weir. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you today?
Amazing.
Amazing. Why are you amazing?
Every day is the best when you're doing the Britney Spears musical. It's so fun.
I love you. Oh my goodness. I'm so impressed by you guys because you're so professional at work and we all love you so much. Okay, tell me, how old are you guys? Mila, you first.
Seven.
You're seven. And Adriana? Okay. All right. So we've got a 7 and an 8-year-old. And how long have you been performing?
I probably started when I was 4. Emila probably started
when I was like
3 or 4.
Wow. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, it's so fun.
The first show I did, I was like, this is acting? Can I do this like forever?
Yes. You can! Mila, why do you think it's so fun?
Because sometimes in commercial they want me to eat stuff and sometimes it's really fun spending time with my family.
Oh, what's your favorite type of project that you've done so far? Other than the...
Oh, we did this Christmas Reeves with M&M's for this radio thing. It was really fun. We got to eat them after.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was like, did you get to eat them? Because that would be torture if you're like making food or working with food and not, you don't get to eat it.
Yeah, and then we had a Halloween class. It was with like a Frankenstein, cupcakes, and mummy dogs.
Whoa, that's awesome. Wait. So you guys are also dancers.
Yes. Yes, we do gymnastics. Dancing, performing.
Before we started the Britney Spears musical.
Before you did that. And it sounds like you guys are really good because not everybody can just be a competitive dancer. That's really hard.
Yeah.
But it just is easy for you guys?
It was hard work getting into it, but it was really fun once you got the hang of it.
Does your mom help you?
Yeah, so she does a bunch of like teamwork and stuff. So she teaches. So we'll like come to her there to teams, and we'll do some of the stretches with the teams. And we have a basement that's like a dance studio to us. So it's really helpful that she's a dance teacher, so she can help us teach too.
Oh, I love that. That is so. I wonder, man, is she a performer as well? Like, how did you guys get into all of this performing?
We just started out when we were little, and then we built our way up.
Yeah, we built our way up.
And then when my mom used to dance for the Redskins.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it was really helpful that even though we're doing the Britney Spears musical and we can't do all the other dance classes, we still have a dance coach who's also our mother who can just teach us stuff in our basement.
Oh, I love that. Okay, out of the two of you, and I bet I could guess as of right now, but maybe not, who is the more shy one?
We're not shy. Nope.
No?
Nope.
Mila, what do you think? You're not shy. Okay, then where do you get your personality from? Because you guys, are you aware that your personality is out of this world?
She gets my personality. She gets her personality from my personality.
Made something up there.
Say that again.
I just made something up. I'm like, let's just roll with it.
But just roll with it. Well, how about
with it, people?
Mila, where do you get your personality from?
So I got it from, she came out of nowhere. I got it from myself.
I think this might be my favorite. You might be my favorite people who I've ever interviewed. And I've sat down with other kids before. And it's a funny thing, like, not everybody, how do I say this? You guys are so professional and so, you feel so grown up while also still being kids. And it's just so refreshing. I want to ask you, do you remember the first show that you ever saw?
Watched?
Yeah.
That was probably a long time ago, but,
The one that we remember in this age is we watched a show. Our friend was in it. What is it? Hudson? He was in the show called Bronx Tale.
Ooh! Wait, where did you watch A Bronx Tale?
In New Jersey.
Yeah.
So wait, where do you live? Stafford,
Virginia.
Okay, so you're like local for the Shakespeare Theater Company. Oh, how exciting. Would you ever live in New York City?
Yes.
Okay, so for both of you, Bronx Tale was the first show that you both ever saw?
We can remember because we've been doing a lot of dance classes and stuff, so it's sort of hard to
Because when we were babies, we don't remember stuff because when we grow up, we keep remembering what we're supposed to remember, not when we are little.
Because I can only imagine what you were like when you were little. Oh, I'm so excited for this journey. Okay, and what do you want to be when you grow up?
A professional actor.
Adriana, you're already doing it.
You're gonna
I want to go to do big Broadway shows.
Yeah, big Broadway shows. And I also want to be a baker.
We love to bake at home. Our grandma loves to bake with us, so she would just bring over surprise ingredients and she says, okay, we have a cookbook. What ingredients do I have that we can use to make something?
Yeah, and I also when I want to grow up, I also want to be a photographer.
Really? You can do all of these things and more, whatever you guys set your mind to. The fact that you're already competitive dancers and already cooking and already in a big show. You're in a big show. And it is so impressive to watch you on stage. And you guys take turns. I forgot to say that for our audience. Their sisters, for those who are listening, these ladies, they're sisters and they take turns. There's only one child in the show at a time. And so when you guys take turns at work, it is so interesting to watch you because you're on stage with a lot of people, moving in formations. Do you ever get nervous that you're gonna bump into somebody, or do you get nervous at all?
If we know what we're doing, no.
No.
But sometimes if we like, if it's the first time and we don't like, if there's like everybody around us and we're like, because the first time we didn't know our formations yet because we were, we were just learning at home.
Yeah.
So I was, which way do I go? Because I didn't know it yet. But once I got to know it and once I got to do it a few times, I was like, I got this.
Yeah, I got this.
You guys do got this. I totally relate. It's so funny that I can relate to a 7 and an 8-year-old. I feel the same way. Swing in the show. And so I'm watching everybody on stage and I'm practicing at home. I'm like, I think I got this. And then every now and then they're like, Salisha, you're on. And I'm like, do I got this? Or am I going to run into everybody? And so that's exactly what I'm watching you guys do. But you do such a great and graceful job of it. And so now I have to ask, who is your favorite princess?
I have a couple.
Okay, Mila.
Okay.
Who?
I like Cinderella.
Of course.
I like Rapunzel.
Yes, me too.
I like, I like,
do you like Princess and the Pea?
Yeah, I like Princess and the Pea. I like Gretel.
Oh, yeah, that was so fun.
And I like Ariel.
Oh.
Now, for me, I know you're going to ask that. Which, are we talking about movies or the actual person in the show?
I wanted to see what you guys would say first, but I will say, general, like, before you started with our show.
Okay. So, basically the movies.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll say your favorite fairy tale and then your favorite princess.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Fairy tale first. I like Cinderella.
Of course.
Let's see. Do you like Rapunzel?
Yeah.
I like Gretel. Let's see. I've never seen Princess and the Pea. That's the only one I haven't seen.
Yeah. We haven't seen Gretel.
I have, remember?
With Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. I've never seen Princess and the Pea, but I am going to watch it when I have a day off.
What's because Goldilocks?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. When the bears go out to take a walk, and then Goldilocks comes in, and she tries all the porridges. This one's too cold. This one's too hot. This one's just wet. Then they go, this one's too... Then she goes to the bed. This one's too lumpy. This one's too soft. This one's just right.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Those are, I feel like those are great princesses. Wait, does anybody like, I know she's not in the show, but does anybody like Princess Tiana from Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
There's no passion behind that for Mila. She's like,
I also like Belle.
You like Belle?
Bells
I mean, at the end of the day, I used to work at Disney, and I just love all the, it's so fun. I want to ask you a couple more questions before I let you go. I want to ask you about your curls, because I love how you guys are, how you both wear your curls out every day, and I want to know how you feel about your curls.
I love them. It's just, it feels so good to have just long, curly hair.
Yeah.
And wear it down.
Yeah. I like to wear it down.
It's really so beautiful, and it's so wonderful to watch you both embrace your curls. What's your favorite, for both of you, what's your favorite way to wear your hair? If you're not going to wear it down, because you both wear it down so well.
I've done a lot of styles, but the kind that I really want to do is 1, 2, 3 buns.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Because our mom can really do hairstyles. She's really.
Yeah. Oh, how fun. Wait, did you ever see that movie Jingle Jangle?
Yes.
Right? And she has that fun hairstyle?
Yeah, I love it because we just watched it a few nights ago. The Christmas musical. Like, we're doing the show and it's a musical and we wanted to watch a Christmas movie, so it just fits right in.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Have you watched The Elf?
Yeah.
The funniest movie.
It's really funny, huh? Do you like the elf in that movie? Will Ferrell. He's so silly. You guys, we should plan to wear our hair the same one day. With the buns!
Oh, yeah. With the buns, yeah.
That'd be so cool. If you guys are going to do it, you have to give me a heads up so I can get mine, too. I'll be like, I see you, ladies. I see you. And let's see. Before I let you go, who inspires you? Why?
Because she has so much hope.
Yeah. She's so kind.
She just has a lot of hope for us, and that just really helps us.
That is so sweet and so loving and heartwarming. Ladies, I'm so excited that you came on the show today. I'm so honored to have you, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Are you coming to rehearsal today?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you excited for first preview? Are you nervous?
Just this much, slightly.
Just a little bit? Oh my goodness, the cast is like, what are we gonna do? Like, and you guys are just a little pee. You're like as nervous as a little tiny pee.
Yeah.
You're so silly. I hope I see you backstage. Where will you hang out backstage? Do you have a dressing room?
Yes.
Yes.
All the way in the back. If you go
through the green room, all the way through the green room, you'll see by all the
costumes
things. The brown door is where we're going to be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll have to look for you guys so I can say hi. I'm just so, I love you guys so much. And can you feel everybody's love for you? Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I love when you're looking out into the audience and I'm out there taking notes and you just do a little wave. I'm like, oh, I see you guys. It's so fun. Oh, and I don't know if you guys know this. You might not. Where can people follow your journey? Does your mom have an Instagram for you guys?
It's called The Wonder Weirs.
At The Wonder Weirs on Instagram?
Yes.
Yes, I know it. You guys are so cute on there. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. And I will see you so soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, PodMax. I'm out.
'They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.